What's up, guys, and welcome to another Q&A episode of the podcast brought to you by the Train Hard app. I love these, man. We always get some good questions. Today, we have a really, really good one. I like the nutrition and training questions, but I feel like whenever we get like questions about like kids and parenting and stuff, I don't know, like I'm just so fired up about that stuff now. And I'm really curious to hear your thoughts on these. But really quick, before we get to the question, if you want your question answered on the podcast, the way to do it is go to the show notes of this episode, hit the Never Zero newsletter, make sure you're subscribed. And then we send out an email with tons of valuable stuff, workouts, motivation. This comes from Jason every Wednesday. Reply to any of those with a question you want answered. And Jason picks out the questions and we answer them every month. So let's get to it because I'm really excited about this one. What's your opinion on giving your kids weekly allowance? Should it be based on number of chores completed, effort, or just a flat rate? I have a young son and he's starting to understand money, but I really want him to know that it's not unlimited. What do you think, Jay? Allowance. Let's hear it.
Bro, this is
Shay does not get an allowance yet. He's 1 year old.
Shay's 1 year old. He does not get an allowance. He gets, what would he get paid in berries or something?
Berries are hella expensive. Anyway, go ahead.
Hella expensive. Well, here's a good place to start. Did you get an allowance?
Ooh, that is a good place to start. I did not get an allowance.
I did not get an allowance either. And so the reason why I bring that up is because I wonder how much of this is based off the way you were raised and what was normalized in the house. And I believe we've talked about this extensively as parents, like, dude, we're just trying to do the best we can. We're trying to take what we've learned from our parents and try and level up that 10%. My goal is my kids to level up what we're doing, 10% or whatever it is. So for us, Ash and I, neither one of us got a allowance. And so we have like a hybrid going on right now. And I don't know if it's the best. I don't know if it's the best for the future, but currently we have a hybrid approach, meaning we do not have a formal allowance, but we do have chores that need to get done. So, you know, my children, they're blessed to be able to get the things they need. Not always the things they want, but all the things they need. And at times, obviously things they want as well, within reason. And we've been very lucky for some reason, like even Ava, who loves to shop, she doesn't go over the top. And Caden doesn't really like to shop. He just gets sports stuff. So it's a little bit easier with him. But we each have different chores for them that they can earn money from. So Caden with gardening, landscaping, he chose he wanted to make money. I said, look, man, we're paying a gardener. If you don't want us to pay the gardener, we can go ahead and compensate you, but you need to do all this work. And so we chose to add that as the only thing that he's getting paid to do, but he still has other things that he needs to get done, the dishes, et cetera, et cetera. For Ava, what she's doing actually is she has like she'll do like the dishes and then we'll pay her something for that. But then the rest of the stuff that has to get done, laundry, house, whatever, cleaning your room, we don't pay specifically for those things. So I guess it's like just one thing and not a bunch of things. But I don't know if it's the right answer, dude. And I don't know how much you should be paying. Like, I don't know, Gabe. It's a good topic.
Dude, it's really tough, man. These things are tough. And it's funny because I feel like I can answer with how I think I'm going to go about dealing with these things. But like, I like to preface this always with like, I've already learned this in a year of being a parent. Like, you think you're going to do X, Y, and Z because it's like sounds ideal in your head. And then when push comes to shove, like it's either not as easy to do A, Y, and you know, A, B, or C, or you just like end up being like, okay, this is clearly not the best way to do it. And you do it there. I think that like with all things parenting, like you honestly don't know until you're faced with whatever the question is, the predicament, like when like rubber meets the road, that's when I'll have an answer. With that being said, I read one of my favorite parenting books that I read when we were expecting was Hunt, Gather, Parent. And Hunt, Gather, Parent talks a lot about the whole premise of the book. We talked about it on a previous episode, but the whole premise of the book was this reporter that went around to like different types of communities and tribes that still kind of live, not like completely like, you know, their indigenous ancestors, but like a little bit removed from how we live in the quote unquote West. And she documented how they parent in these different communities and how that's led to, you know, what seems like really good relationship between parents and kids, like kids that really want to help out, be a part of the community, so on and so forth. And one of the things that she talks about when she's with this group of people in Mexico, actually, was the fact that like getting your kids very involved in chores and stuff early on is one of the most important things you can do to make it so that it's something that they just do, as opposed to something that like needs to be like traded for money, or you have to do chores or like whatever. Like it just, it becomes an understanding that they always want to do, because out of the box, kids want to help. They want to do everything that you want to do. The problem is that in the West, we're so busy all the time that like no one has the patience to let their toddler quote unquote help with the dishes, because they're not actually going to help, right? Like in the beginning, they're going to make everything harder. They're going to make it a mess. They're going to be a distraction. So what's the easy thing to do? It's, you know, like, hey, leave him playing with his toys over here so I can quickly do the dishes, put a load of laundry and so on and so forth. But what that teaches them is that they don't do those things. So it's having the patience in the beginning to like involve them in these things, even if it's going to make it take twice as long, and slowly teach them like, hey, this is how you do it, and have so much patience with them, right? Because it's also easy to get frustrated. Like, I'll just do it myself. Like, you're making more of a mess. Yeah. You can see how you would end up doing that time and time again. This is the perfect example of, and I know we're talking about, you know, allowance and chores, but I'd like to think that, you know, we can parent with that type of patience and have that approach so that, you know, our kids are doing chores on their own. It's just kind of what they do. I think that, you know, we might get a little bit of that. I think that, like I said in the past, like when rubber meets the road, sometimes I'm sure we are going to be like, dude, I got to get this done. Like, I can't, you know, sit with you here for an hour trying to teach you how to wash the dishes. Like, I just need to wash the dishes. So anyway, that's something that I hope that we instill so that chores don't become something that like are traded for allowance. And I highly recommend the book, but that's something that came to mind with this.
Well, what's allowance? I mean, here's something asks the question of like, how did that even come to be? And I think it's twofold. It's trying to teach the children the value of the dollar and exchanging. Like, I think it's, so what is the purpose of the allowance? It's like, I know it's like a deeper question, but it's like, I think it's this idea that like money doesn't grow on trees, and you want to be able to teach children that you can't just get all the things you want. You have to work for it. And therefore, then you get compensated for it. I think that's the reasoning behind the allowance. But then you also want to teach like, dude, jobs just need to get done. Like, so Caden, his responsibility is bring the trash cans up the driveway. It's just like part of like what goes on. And it's a long driveway we have, and it's a pain in the ass. But it's like, it's just, dude, bro, it just has to get done. Like, I don't know, like, it's just, this is just a necessity of life. So I wonder like with chores and allowance, I wonder if it's more so about how we communicate with the kids about driving value behind like money, and not letting them think that just everything just poofs out of nowhere. And is it even a bigger question of like how you're raising them to be aware of these things? And anyways, I'm grateful that where we're at with the kids in that particular sense, I feel like we're at a pretty good place. Like, meaning like, I think the kids recognize that even though they have more than many, that they still, it's just not, they're not just gonna get anything they want. And I don't know if that's just because like over time since they were born, we've tried like to instill the value that like, hey, like you're gonna need to work hard. Nothing grows on trees. You need to do things. And then in addition, we have chores that are set up. Plus we have a few extras they can get paid extra for. So, but like Ava, here's another thing, dude, if we're talking about making money, Gabe, or seeing the value of the dollar, like both the kids have done things to make money on their own, like babysitting, making things like outside the chores of the home. Maybe that's a better alternative, right?
Right. So I think that that's the ideal, right? Like the ideal is you can raise kids that understand, because like, I don't get paid for doing the stuff that needs to get done around the house. Ariel definitely doesn't get paid for being like, we just have to do, like we all serve a role in this family. And I'd like to think that we can instill that on our kids to where they're just helping out, right? Like they're like, now I am old enough and big enough where I can help dad do X, Y, and Z. I can help mom do A, B, and C. I think that that's much easier said than done, but I think that that's like the ideal. And then there's this like, hey, if you guys want to make some extra money, like you have to provide value, like teaching them that lesson, right? Like, what does that look like? That can look like starting a business in so many different ways, and start having that conversation with them, even though they might not want to be an entrepreneur for life, but there's so many valuable lessons to learn. And like, hey, like, you know, what's a really good way to make money? It's to like start a business, solve a problem, create a product or a service that people want. And then, you know, they pay you money for it. And I think that that's the opportunity to teach that money lesson while still separating it from like we do things in the house because we are a family and we're on the same team and things need to get done and we all have our roles, and not conflating the two. But again, I say that with like 100%, like, dude, I haven't had to do it yet. And I recognize that it's probably a lot more difficult than I'm making it sound.
Well, I mean, dude, my kids are about to be 10 and 13. And I'm telling you that after all these years, now that we're having this conversation on the podcast, that's a really good point. Cause like Ash and I have not been like hardcore about the allowance thing, but just incentivizing on things that are outside the norm. But like Ava, for example, she sells these chocolate bombs that you put like in hot water and it turns into like whatever. And like that teaches entrepreneurship, teaches hard work, all these different things. But you're right, it is outside the home. So that's a good way for us to like kind of build up both, right? Like if it's in the home, if it's a necessity of life, like back in the day, if you're gathering, hunting, whatever, like those were parts of like society, you're not getting paid extra for that. But if you were doing something else that added value to other people, you should be compensated. Well, hey, Gabe, maybe we're on to something here. Maybe we should write a new book.
Maybe.
the modern day chores. Like, or maybe we wouldn't call it that, but
I'm telling you, man, I love these questions. Cause honestly, like then I just end up talking to you about it. And I just feel like I figure stuff out as I'm talking about it. So
yeah. And then I figure out stuff as I'm talking about it too, because we're all just trying to level this stuff up. And there's certain areas I think that are going well and other areas we can improve on, but by asking the questions, I think that's how you get to like your peak, you know?
There you go. Right. I hope this answers your question. Keep following up with these. I mean, we love training, nutrition questions, all that good stuff, but these are my favorite. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Till next time.